It's 8:15 at night. Little more than an hour since Kate Beekman was arrested for the murder of Gordon Webber. Now, in the station house of Police Precinct 13, the desk sergeant goes to the interrogation room where Kate Beekman is being questioned. Lieutenant Halverson?
All right, Sergeant. Miss Beekman, if you want to comb your hair or wash up, it's in there. You got the women, Sergeant?
I could only get 5 redheads on short notice. I need more time. Wait till in the morning?
No, we'll do it now with 5. The DA's in a hurry.
Well, what's all the rush, Lieutenant? Why not wait?
Mr. Apt expects her lawyer to show up.
Oh. And her lawyer can spring her?
Uh-uh. She killed him, Mike. She's in to stay.
Well, then so what if her... Well, okay, skip it.
No, what's your question?
Well, so what if her lawyer does show up?
The girl won't talk, Mike. Maybe she will if Mason doesn't get here.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but even if she don't talk, so what?
The DA's a very cautious guy. He's got witnesses, evidence. He's got his case.
Yeah?
Mr. Epp's got a cinch, but that's not good enough. Mr. Epp wants a lead pipe cinch. If she'll talk, even a little bit, if she'll admit even part of the evidence against her, App's case is so much stronger. Every admission she makes, no matter how harmless it seems to her, gives App more ammunition. He figures she'll talk if she's flustered and confused and...
What's bothering you, Lieutenant?
I'm not bothered, Sergeant. Just don't like to pick on a kid.
Well, she's 21 years old and she's a killer.
I know that better than you do. All right, get busy, Mike.
That's all set.
Yeah?
DA's in a hurry, but you're not. You got time to stand and jaw with me. You getting chicken? I'm only kidding, Lieutenant.
Keep those witnesses out of sight until I get her in the lineup.
Yes, sir. You take her in?
Yeah. All right, Miss Beekman.
Yes, Lieutenant.
We go this way.
2 or 3 minutes, Mr. Rapp.
Where are you taking me?
Lineup.
What's that?
That's something you've got to go through because you didn't give us a statement.
Oh.
Now, Miss Beekman, you can avoid a lot of this if you'll just give us a statement now. It isn't too late.
I didn't kill him, Lieutenant. That's all I can say.
All right, miss, keep walking and I'll explain. Some people saw a girl the night Webber was killed. The girl they saw killed Webber.
And Mr. Abt thinks I'm the girl.
That's what we're going to find out.
But I can't be. I didn't kill him. And even if they say I am the girl, they... Well, people make mistakes, Lieutenant. I've heard of mistaken identity. Isn't that the word? When people think they see one person, but it's probably somebody else?
That's why we use a lineup, Miss Beekman.
What?
Stop here at the door a minute. Now, look, there are 5 other girls in there. They're all about your age, and they've all got red hair. Each of them matches your general description. Oh, when I give the signal, all 6 of you will walk out on the platform and stand in a line while the witnesses look you over. If the witnesses pick you out, then there's no mistake. You still going through with it? All right. But let me give you a tip. Don't call attention to yourself.
What, Lieutenant?
Just walk out there like the others. Don't try to scrooge down or hang your head. Try not to look scared.
I am scared.
I know it, and it shows. But do your best to act like the others, and there's a chance the witnesses won't pick you out.
Why are you helping me?
Well, nobody can really help you, Miss Beekman. I just don't want it to be any rougher than it has to be. I'd do that for anybody.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Yeah, all right, go in and wait, will you, please?
Who are you
telling the dry up? I told you just what I said I did. You were sitting
right up there on the bench, and I told you. Wait a minute. Who are you?
My name is Kate.
I'm Ruby. Got any cigarettes?
I'm sorry, I don't smoke.
Hey, get a load of this. She don't smoke.
But I've got some cigarettes. They gave me some. You're welcome to them.
Let's see.
Here.
Thanks.
Oh, keep them, please. Maybe some of the others want some.
Here you are, girls. Cat.
Hey, you divide them up. Here, I'll stretch your eyes out.
What are you in for, shoplifting?
What?
you understand English? I said, what are you in for?
Oh, well, I... The lieutenant said for me to get in the lineup.
Uh-huh. But why? Say, what are you scared about? It's the first time they picked you up?
Yes.
So what was it, shoplifting? You and your boyfriend take a ride in somebody's car? What's the deal, kid?
They say I killed a man.
What?
Hey, Ruby. She got me, though.
Shut up! What's your name again, kid?
Kate Beekman.
You're Beekman. Say, no wonder you... What have they been doing to you, huh?
They... Oh, nothing. They just questions. They ask questions.
Yeah. And you didn't answer. So now they're putting you through the ringer.
What the lieutenant said...
What? The lieutenant? That cop. Never listen to a cop.
But Lieutenant Halverson...
Never listen to a cop.
All right, girls.
Listen. When you go out there, you stand up straight and don't try to hide your head.
Let's go on the platform.
Yeah.
And don't act scared. Let's go. Ruby, come on, Kate. Come on.
Ruby, the lieutenant told me the same thing you did.
All right, take your places, please.
Oh, the light is so bright, I can't see.
What do they care?
Let's have it quiet up there.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant.
All right, now all of you turn and face the light. That goes for you too, miss, you in place one.
Anything you say, big boy.
Just indicate it now if you recognize her.
Stand up straight, kid.
The girl in number three spot, turn around slowly. Three.
Kate, he's talking to you.
What?
Turn around, kid. Stand up straight.
Are they still looking at me?
All right, that's all. Wait for me, Miss Beekman.
Yes, sir.
They made you, kid. Whoever it was standing out there in the dark, they made you.
Oh.
They tell you what it means?
That if they identified me, they know I killed Mr. Webb.
Who told you?
The district attorney and the lieutenant.
The cop who told you how to act up here?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, kid, but he sounds like a square shooter.
He says I ought to make a statement. I didn't kill Mr. Weber. I didn't.
Then what can you lose?
What?
The guy's a square shooter. He says make a statement. What can you lose? Gee, I don't know all the answers, but now they got you made. Well, I don't know, kid. But I think I do what the man says. What can you lose?
All right, Miss Beekman.
The district attorney's waiting.
Meanwhile, in front of the station house...
Here I am, Perry.
All right, hurry, Dellum. Yes, sir? My name is Perry Mason. I'm an attorney. Here's identification.
That's okay, Mr. Mason.
No. Take a look at that.
Well, okay. You're Perry Mason, so?
Now take a look at this. I have been retained by Mrs. Audrey Beekman to represent her daughter, Kate Beekman.
Well, what are you showing it to me for, Mr. Mason?
Because I'm here to represent Miss Beekman. I want to see her.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Mason. You can't just come in here
and
tell me what
I'm
going to...
Yes, I can, Sergeant. My client has a right to counsel. I'll see her rights protected. Are you going to say that she isn't here?
I'm not sure I'm going to say anything.
Della?
Yes, sir.
This officer's badge number is 132773. Write that down with the time and date.
Hey, what's going on?
That's a simple statement that the officer identified above refuses you access to your client.
That should do it.
Do what? Don't take me so fast.
Sergeant, I'm warning you to get busy and fast, or I'm going to show you what happens to officers of the law who break the law. I want to see my client, and I've asked you for the last time. Yes or no, Sergeant?
Well, what do you think? Is Perry Mason in time to stop Kate before she makes damaging admissions? Or is the frightened, bewildered girl even now surrendering to the pressure applied by the district attorney, Frederick Apt? By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?